Whether you're in search of a great new bottle of wine or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Oh, you glorified fry cook.
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Boink, boink, boink.
Sight gags work great on the radio,
We're having a sugar rush here, and we ain't even had any sugar yet. Hey, Charlie, can I get a little more in my ears?
Wax? Or hair?
Turn me up a little bit there.
Please don't.
We're real professionals here, aren't we?
Yeah, so you were supposed to be doing
hey, there we go.
Before
thank you, Charlie.
We went on the air, Mike.
Now, that sounds like a real radio DJ. Yeah. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Sip and Welcome to the Taste Award nominated Sip and Chew show.
Finalists, brother. Finalists.
Finalists, yes.
We were nominated just for them to take a look at us.
Mm-hmm.
I've been nominated before, but, you know, so did like 5,000 other people.
We are finalists. You're correct.
Finalists.
Finalist.
Yep.
Yes, and we're brought to you by our friends down there at the corner of Fat Happy, Bob's Diner.
Oh, that place is good. Have
Bob's
you been there
downtown
yet?
Diner.
No.
Okay, Patty Clark is in here, folks. Patty Cakes from Warehouse Bakery.
Hey, everybody.
You should see what she brought.
Yep. Mickey.
There you go. Fix that
mic
there. Now. So anyway, thank you for coming, getting up early and going and cooking all this stuff this morning. You didn't have to do that.
Yeah, I slaved over it.
She put her minions to work.
I've seen you work. I've seen you work before. But, yeah, we have patty cakes from Warehouse Bakery in this morning. And
because it's Valentine's Week, Mike.
Yes, it is Valentine's
Week. It's sugary sweet week.
There we go. Get closer. We hear that all the time. Get closer.
How you doing, Mike? How you doing, Stu?
Hey, Patty.
Good morning. We're glad to have you here.
Yeah, and it's a sweet episode.
Nice to be back.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Fresh off a World Food Championship.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
We have two.
That was fun, wasn't it?
That was really fun.
We have two World Food Championship contestants here.
We're officially food champs, Mike.
Food champs.
That's our title. We are food champs.
Okay.
I like that.
I'll go with that.
Because you had to win something to get in.
You're
right. Already a champion just by making it there.
Getting a gold ticket. That's right.
And you know, we beat each other up.
It was pretty fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. It was a good road, though. Y'all had a fun time.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a great road to travel.
Are you planning on trying to make it to Dallas?
Yeah, we sure are. Oh. We actually have two competitive teams going in on March 24th at the Elks Lodge.
Excellent. Excellent.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I've already booked us an Airbnb for the week in Dallas.
All right.
Yeah, I've already, you know, because whether I'm competing or not, we'll be there, you know, from the media side. So I'm going to be there regardless. And
I have family that lives there, so.
Yeah. Do they mind you showing up?
Huh?
Do they mind you showing up?
No. If I got any vacation.
Haven't met you?
Huh?
Is that the deal? They haven't met you yet?
I have some, believe it or not.
Like the clampets?
Believe it or not, I think after I brought my mom back from Dallas to Mobile, I haven't been back to Dallas. That's been a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So. My sister's had like three more kids since then. So yeah, I've got two nieces and a nephew. I've never met.
They got to see Uncle Mike.
They probably heard of this fictitious character, but I have no idea what he looks like.
Well, that is outstanding,
surprise.
Mike. I did not know that you had family in the area. That is, we'll let you tag along now.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you.
Because we were already thinking, I guess we could put him on the sleeper couch.
But, you know, you mentioned the Airbnb. I've been looking at those, you know, for our little trip out to
California.
Hollywood. Not Hollywood. I keep saying that.
It's Beverly Hills.
Beverly Hills. Man. And, you know, I dubbed ourselves as the Beverly Mobilies. Watch out. Watch out, Beverly Hills. Here comes the Mobilies.
Yeah.
And somebody posted on there and says, Mobellies. I thought that was hilarious.
I missed that one. That was
you got to look it up. His name is Alex McDonald. I graduated in high school with him. He said, don't you mean Mobellies?
In your case. Well, I'm just saying, I had more Mobelly a while back. Yeah. I had even Mobelly than I got now.
Mobelly? Yeah. Mobelly.
You remember those days. where I had to buy two seats to get on the airplane. remember Southwest was going to do that to fat people.
That's a shame. Yeah. I just make bigger seats. So anyway.
You can tell Mike's here.
That's you.
Yeah. That was Mike's vodka screwdriver. Mike, since we're talking about sweet things this week, we got Patty in here, and she's going to talk about everything they got going at Warehouse Bakery for Valentine's Day. Some sweet things going on in a couple of restaurants in the area.
Yeah.
Sim's House of Pizza has just added Cammy's Old Dutch ice cream.
I saw that.
Yeah, got about 8 flavors, I think. And the other thing I saw, our buddy Vlad from Mediterranean Sandwich Company. Check this out, Patty. King Cake Baklava.
Really?
Yeah.
That sounds interesting.
It's probably just baklava with the purple and green sugar on top. But I don't know. You know, Vlad is an amazing chef. Mm-hmm. We worked together at Alex Market years ago, Alec Naiman's Market. And, you know, he's very talented. He's trained in Europe. You know, we call him the Romanian redneck.
And, I like that.
So, you know, this stuff is in his blood. I'm probably going to have to get by and try a piece.
I was going
to
say.
So, you know, so there's some sweet things going on for Valentine's Day to think about, you know. With Cammy's being at Sim's House of Pizza, that's the first real ice cream to hit Sim's, you know, of that thing. Mm-hmm. I think there was a little yogurt shop or something in the heart of Sim's at one time, but it was kind of out of the way and didn't really go over. But they tell me they're having people show up just to get ice cream.
I just can't see people in Sims, Alabama, getting excited about yogurt.
Yeah. Well, yeah, there's that. But they getting excited about Cammy's Dutch ice cream.
But of course.
Have you ever had the pleasure of going by there?
No.
Okay. Mike could tell you more of the history, but that little ice cream shop has been there 50 years?
Yeah, over 50 years.
Yeah, because I'm 50. Mm-hmm. And I have a memory of it always being there.
Yeah.
Because it used to be we'd pack up the old pickup truck there in Sims and take the ride into town.
Go into town.
Yeah, and go to Cammy's Old Dutch Ice Cream.
Yeah, it's right next to Butch Cassidy's.
I've never been to Sims.
It's
well,
okay.
This is in Midtown.
The actual ice creamery is in Midtown Mobile.
All right.
And
me and Mick will have to take a trip.
Oh, I think Mick will like it, man. Oh, my God. Plus, Mickey, there's some high schools right close by, and the girls stopped by on their way home. He just shook his head like, no, thanks.
Cute girls, too. Yeah, that's the that's O'Shell Road corridor. It's you got St. Paul's, UMS, and McGill Tulane. Boom, boom, boom. Yep. Right there.
Bunch of state championships, Mickey. Think about that.
A lot of state champions
come off that road.
It's like eating Butch Cassidy's and eating Cammy's Old Dutch ice cream, I bet.
Mm-hmm. And Bay Barbecue on that corner. See, this corner has really blown up, Patty.
You know it has.
Yeah. I mean, for the longest time, it was pretty much just Roy's place there, Butch Cassidy's Cafe.
And Cammy's.
Yeah, and Cammy's. And a few things have come and gone over the years, but now Taco Mama is there, and this Bay Barbecue, which is like no other barbecue you've ever had.
Shrimp basket.
Yeah, and the shrimp basket is there too.
Publix.
Brand new Publix, and it's just like you're in the middle of this neighborhood. And all of a sudden, you get to this one little congested intersection, and there's all these great places to eat.
The little Greek restaurant, I think, isn't that there? There's something there.
Oh, yeah.
Option
there. I
don't
know. Somebody just walks right by.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Mike, we got 30 seconds, buddy, before the first break. Can you believe it's already blown by?
When we come back, we're going to talk to Cammy. Not Cammy.
No, we're going to talk to Patty.
Patty, the other E-O-Y.
The sweet thing.
But we're going to talk
the other sweet thing
about
Mike.
Valentine's.
Yeah. See what she's got cooked up there at the Warehouse Bakery. And, man, y'all got... Y'all, the fish and chips, the fried mahi, I need to get in there one Friday.
Yeah, I've been doing it. Fish Fry Fridays.
343-106. I haven't said it so long.
0106, Mike.
Texas, or call us.
What about Texas?
World Food Championship.
World Food Championship.
Dallas. Restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. Walk right in, it's around the back, just a half a mile from the railroad track. And you can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
This is Tony of Bob's Downtown Restaurant. You're listening to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu.
Hey, that's us.
So I walked in there yesterday.
I saw.
And as soon as I walk in the door, I'm like, how do you like your eggs? How do you like your steak?
It looked good.
And I'm going, over easy, medium well.
Medium well?
Well, medium. And here comes this big old ribeye with a crab cake on top and a shrimps on top of that. And
scrimps.
Pico and then grits, fruit, biscuit. And I try to stay away from the bread, but those biscuits, I just got it because they're like, they mm-hmm. just ball them up and throw them on the tin. But this is Patty's time right now. But thank you, Tony. I really enjoyed it yesterday.
He's thinking of naming it Bailey's Breakfast.
So anyway, Tony's our sponsor for the show.
Yeah, Bob's Downtown
Downtown Diner.
They use a lot of Billy's bacon in their breakfast.
And his pork belly.
Yep.
Yeah.
And his pork.
Yeah.
That's the only bacon we use at the restaurant also.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Billy's.
Supporting local.
Yeah. You know, like me, you've eaten a lot of bacon and you worked with a lot of bacon. I mean, Billy's it's pretty up there. Wouldn't you say? It's like Newski's out of Wisconsin. I don't know if you've ever used that. It's a phenomenal bacon. And Benton's from Tennessee. It's there. It's on those levels. I mean, if you think about Donald Link, who has all these great award-winning restaurants in New Orleans, one of them called Cochon, which is French for pig. It's just pork-centric. He has his own butcher shop to do all of this, but he buys his bacon from Benton, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's that good of bacon. Well, Bill's is on that level. You know, and I have a feeling Donald Link ever tries Bill's bacon, Donald Link going to be using
But I'll bacon. Tell you something that William Stitt does differently. He serenades the bacon.
Yeah. I was just going to say that.
Yeah. The bacon
he does
is serenade.
Actual musicians.
And it used to be stamped on the side.
Yeah.
Printed on the side. Band serenaded.
Because you know the bacon we want the most. We want some Lauren Murphy bacon.
I want some Lauren
that
Murphy.
That woman's bacon. Voice is just incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think of bacon when I listen to her sing.
You did see where she and the Psychedelics are getting ready to make an album.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, recording them downtown. That is fantastic. I know she's been doing some writing and stuff. Her last album she did when she was in California. And if you get a chance, Patty, it's just beautiful. It's that more folk kind of stuff from Marin County where she was living. It's all about the pioneers in the gold mining towns. Wonderful album. Really is just fantastic.
So Patty, what brings you here today?
Her car.
Valentine's.
Valentine's.
Oh, I thought it was her car.
No.
Valentine's and king cakes.
I bet you're crazy right now this time of year, right?
Yes.
Well, you're probably crazy. You're around with all the different things that y'all do there at the bakery.
Correct.
Yeah, because they have more than just donuts and pastries. They have quite the savory menu as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we serve breakfast and lunch 7 days a week from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m.
And they serve
breakfast till 4. I'm like,
yep.
And they don't breakfast have bottled water. They have carton water.
Carton water.
Carton water. When I saw that out, that's crazy, but it makes sense.
I mean, glass is a wonderful thing to drink from. It's heavy to transport.
Somebody wants, named Janet, wants to talk to Patty.
Oh, okay.
All right. Charlie, will you bring this lady up?
Yes. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to the Sip and Chew Show.
Hello, Janet. This is my bestie from California.
Oh, really? Hey. Oh, it's really early there.
It is really early. I woke up just to listen.
Oh, cool. I'm sure you had coffee yet.
I have not even had coffee yet.
This is funny.
What part of California are you calling from, Janet?
I'm calling from just outside of Sacramento in a town called Roseville.
Okay. It's a state capital there, Mike. It's Northern California.
Okay.
Yeah. Nowhere near Hollywood.
Nowhere
we
near.
Actually both went to Roseville High School and graduated.
Oh, cool.
In 2012, right?
All right, let me see.
I'm 4 days older, so I get to boss her around a little.
That doesn't go over well.
What was the number one TV show on TV the year y'all graduated?
Oh, gosh, I don't even know. We're playing softball.
I was trying to figure out how old y'all were.
I'm 48, Mike, she's 4 days older.
For Mike, it was the signal test pattern.
So she must be really good friends if you get up this early to call in.
Heck yeah. I promote all her steak goods from here. Okay. I can't get them, but I promote them.
Have you been here yet to try some of our traditions, our Mardi Gras, our wonderful seafood?
I miss Mardi Gras. I was just there for 6 weeks.
Okay. Thanks for sharing, Patty. Thanks for letting us know you had a friend in town. Man.
I put her to work.
Oh, is she
hard.
The one you
hard,
you did
I'm
the little?
Lie.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you got to see the beach. Yeah, I saw the pictures. Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm glad you were here, will you? Thanks for coming.
Yeah, I love it. I want to be back. I'll be back soon.
I was going to say I bet you like it this time of year, but I guess it's not that bad that time of year in California either.
Yeah, it's raining and cold right now.
Yeah.
Well, you know Fairhope, where you were probably at, they call that the Carmel of the South.
I've heard that.
Yeah, after Carmel
by
the Sea.
I've done a little research.
It's
the best place to go in the United States right now.
Man, wow.
That's pretty
cool. Because Patty's there?
Yeah.
Well, that's my number one reason.
Yeah, so you can get a square donut.
Exactly. Well, I don't want the square donuts. I want her baked goods. And she was pretty, pretty rude on social media last night with those chocolate dipped strawberries.
Rude, she
said. Posting.
Rude.
I miss
those. Posting them, yes.
I missed that.
I brought them here with
me. They're right here, right now.
You did? Oh, that's even worse.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, Janet, we want to thank you for calling in. And
I wanted to just say good morning to my best friend. Good
morning.
I love you. Congratulations
love you too.
On everything.
Thank
Anything
you. Have a good
you embarrassing you want to tell us before you let
No, because she can kick my ass.
Where's the bleep button?
Bleep. There, I got it.
You know, the FCC's upstairs.
Oh, my goodness, I hurt you.
Thanks for calling, Janet.
Thank you, Janet.
Bye, have a good morning. Bye, Patty Cakes.
Bye, I love you.
What did she call you?
Patty Cakes.
Oh, Patty Cakes. I thought you said hot cakes or something.
Why? Well, I see a stack of king cakes behind us.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So these are just those little nasty pieces of dough with sugar and nothing else, right? They're just plain and dry.
No.
No?
These I brought you cinnamon sugar king cakes. I brought you some cream cheese filled with blueberry and cream cheese, and one has raspberry and cream cheese.
Oh, that'd be my favorite.
Oh, okay, Mike. I'll let you take dips.
We do from cinnamon sugar, different varieties with the cream cheese in them. Mm-hmm. We even do a German chocolate.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, really?
With the coconut and pecans.
Yeah, and you know, we had her on about this time last year. We try and have her on for Valentine's in this time of year because, you know, she's the expert on this kind of stuff. And, you know, and I told her king cakes up until about 20 years ago were actually terrible. You know, it was just a piece of dough that was hollow in the center except for the baby and some sugar on top. It was just a basic pastry dough with no pastry inside, nothing, no cream, nothing. The first king cakes I ever had, I went, why would anybody want this?
Mm-hmm.
But now, you know, some very talented pastry chefs starting in New Orleans decided, well, this should also taste good.
Yeah.
And started doing all the wonderful things. And you hear what Patty's doing with them now. The cinnamon sugar and the cream cheese. That's awesome.
Yeah.
How about a sweet potato, brown sugar, butter, cinnamon king cake?
With some chipotle chili powder in it.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the King Cake Bake Mobile King Cake Bake Off is on the 16th. This weekend in Mobile.
Oh, really?
And Warehouse Bakery is competing, actually.
Where's it being held at?
Off Dauphin Street, I believe.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Is it Ashley Manor?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Is it what it's called, Ashley Manor? Or?
It's right there by the garage.
Oh,
it's two blocks.
Azalea Manor.
I forgot my
Azalea Manor.
Azalea Manor.
Azalea Manor. Yeah.
But we got to go to break, so we'll have to talk a little more about it in a minute because we're giving you the whole hour.
All right.
Yeah, because you brought us a whole lot of.
Got to give a shout out to all my workers at the bakery, except for Eric, of course. Uh-oh. And April. She called in sick. So.
343-0106. We'll be back in just a second with Patty Cakes from Warehouse Bakery.
See you in a few minutes.
Get on the line. Call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
All them cats is drinking that wine, drinking that mess, their delight. When it gets drunk, start singing all night, drinking.
Hi, this is Marty Duncan from Food Network Star and Marty Knows Parties.com.
Marty.
And you're listening to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu.
Hey, that's us, Mike.
It is us. Taste Award nominee, finalist.
Congratulations.
Finalist. Hey, but I know this is Patty's show.
Yeah.
Patty Cake show, but we got my buddy up here, Shane. He wants to talk about his Ladybug cupcakes. What's up, Shane?
Oh, good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
All righty, man.
Guys and
How
lady.
How are you, Shane?
Guys and lady.
Goodness, Patty. I am wonderful. I just wanted to call in and tell y'all congratulations on the nominee and safe travels whenever y'all do have to travel to California.
Well, yes,
it's coming up soon. We got to do a fundraiser first to get some money.
We could sell some Ladybug cupcakes.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I'll make you some cakes.
There's some ideas right there.
Yeah.
There we go. We could do a car wash or I don't know, something.
Mike out there in his bikini.
Oh, my God, you don't want to see that.
No, I'm good.
I like a dirty car.
No, we get the car. We get the suds on the car, and then we go, it's a separate donation to get Mike to put pants back on. And then we'll rinse it.
Put my shirt back on.
That's a good idea. I mean, I would be willing to come out there.
How about a dad?
I'm taking my jacket off. They're like, please keep it on.
How about a dad bod car wash?
There you go. You may be on the
Yeah.
There'll be a lot of people calling in sick the next day.
Did you see that bald headed boy didn't have no belly button?
Oh, man. Thank you, Shane.
Thanks for calling in.
Those were some good cupcakes.
Have a good day, guys.
Those were some good cupcakes. I almost didn't want to eat them because they were just too cute.
Yeah. To reset everything, who just woke up and turned on the show, we're visiting with Patty Clark, also known as Patty Cakes from Warehouse Bakery in Fairhope, Alabama. And Patty, can you tell us the address and phone number and website and all that garbage?
759 Nichols Avenue in Fairhope. We're off 98, one block south of the hospital.
And two blocks from Fairhope Brewing so that you can go have breakfast and then go get a beer.
Yes. Phone number is 251-928-7223. We're open 7 days a week. From 6 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Mm-hmm. And they are really, it's just amazing every time we go in there. Well, you share the coffee. It's Fairhope Roasting.
We're actually three businesses in one right there. Yeah. We have the Warehouse Bakery, and District Hall is our bar on the other side. Open on Friday and Saturday nights from 4 opening starting at 4 p.m.
A lot of good bands.
Playing. Yeah, Rock and Roll Bingo on Friday nights.
Oh, yeah.
You can look on the District Hall website and see what's going on the calendar.
Right.
And then we also have Fairhope Roasting Company roasting the beans right there for their coffee.
And
that's the same coffee we serve at the bakery.
And what's the guy who
superb
does
coffee?
The guy with the tattoos that does the roasting. What's his name?
That's Rufus.
I understand he's the biggest badass bass player in Mobile.
Yeah, man, he plays
FCC
with
is be
Grayson
all
Caps
over us,
huh?
He plays for Grayson?
Yeah.
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 Hey, Rufy.
And Grayson's going to be in Mobile playing with the Marlowe, not Marlowe Boys, but Phil and Foster on Callahan's on a Wednesday night coming up. Not this coming
that'd
Wednesday.
That'd be a good show.
It's going to be a great show with Grayson there.
Yeah. And
he's real good people.
Yeah. You haven't been here that long, so you don't know. We did not used to have this kind of music scene in this area.
For real.
We've had the talent, but, you know, I lived in Nashville most of the 90s simply because there was no place to play in this city. There were three bars that did music that wasn't country.
Really?
One of them was a reggae bar. So there were two where you could do rock and roll. Mm-hmm. And they were bringing acts in from New Orleans and Atlanta because, you know, I guess the local bands that got to play were Loppy Bojami and the Vomit Spots. Those were the big bands back in those days that were local. And honestly, Loppy Bojami ended up moving to Nashville like months after I did.
Hey,
some of the guys from the band.
Our Mardi Gras ball is we're having a band called Bag of Donuts. What a name. We got David Calmandy on the phone.
Another World Food Championship, Team Alabama, yeah, man. What you got going, David?
Good morning, guys. You guys are really frustrating this morning because I've been watching on Facebook, and you haven't shown the dadgum king cakes yet.
Hey, well, David.
Hey, pancakes.
How are you?
I am good. So you're going to be at the cake-off next week.
Yes.
You know, I'm downtown, and I'm on your way back to Fairhope.
Yeah.
I may be judging that thing next week, and I'm not saying you could influence a judge, but if you happen to drop by and pick one of your king cakes, who knows?
Yeah. Just because it probably hasn't dawned on her yet, but do you need Heather to judge the king cake cook-off? Because I'm sure she could make herself available.
She could. I am. This is not my event. This is the Mobile Rundown folks, and Shayna Jordan and her group are putting this thing on together. So I just got invited as a judge because I guess they think I know how to judge stuff. So
I think she will.
Back from Gulf Shores just for that. I'm playing in a tennis tournament in Gulf Shores, but I'm leaving my team to their own devices, and I'm coming back over here because this is important work we're doing.
Yeah, well.
Very important.
Yeah, very important work. Yeah, well, I think Heather will volunteer herself to judge any dessert competition.
Yes. I'm excited to see what they do with the different variations of king cake. That savory idea you were talking about, Mike, that sounds pretty good.
Fill it with, like, shepherd's pie.
I had this thing. Yeah. It was called a yam. It was called a sweet potato crunch, and it made me think of because of the crunchy sugar in it, the brown sugar and the cinnamon in it, and it was baked. And I'm thinking, God, it has the texture of king cake. That would be a good. I thought that would be a good flavor king cake
and some candied pecans.
Maybe incorporating that sweet potato right in that dough.
you see what happens here, right, David? We bring people on to talk about their business, and then we all just sit here brainstorming things we could eat.
Patty cakes, what's your best seller for Valentine's Day? What's the biggest thing people come in to get?
My chocolate dipped strawberries or my chocolate ganache cake.
Is that what you made? Like what you made when you kicked through last year?
You want to repeat that? We didn't hear that.
And you kicked my
butt.
Is
that what you made in the competition last year? Would you want your
sort of. That was my version of a chocolate daubage cake.
Yeah, those are
less than a hundredth of a point, Dave.
Cheesecake.
Less than a hundredth of a point, please.
A win's a win, right?
Yeah,
that's you said it, girl.
If you're not first, what are you?
Second. Last. You're second. Oh, no, there's all kinds of things you can be. But there's second, third, even fourth.
If there's only two people. There is no second when you're only
in
two
second
people.
Place.
First or last.
I got to tell you, when you're going against Patty, that's where you're always going to be. I've never seen somebody more as competitive as Patty Cake.
Thank you, David.
She brings it. Every time.
something in my blood.
I think Stu's scared over. I think Stu's scared.
It's a wise strategy.
All right, Mr. Calmetti. Hey, we got the phones lighting up here, man. Look at here. We got the phones lighting up here, so we're going to let you go, buddy.
Love you, David.
See you later. Woo, Team Alabama.
Yay.
Roll team.
War team.
Listen here. Look here. This is Cookie. Hey, Cookie. How you
Cookie.
Hey, this is wonderful. Congratulations.
Thank you.
On doing so well with stuff. I just wanted to enter into the brainstorm here. And I know it ain't hurricane season, but hey, you got to go with, I got a blizzard for my birthday as usual. So, I think go with the sweet potato king cake thing. And I know this is an obvious idea because I am the world's most pathetic baker, okay? I'm a good cook, but I'm a pathetic baker because, lack of precision and stuff like that, but lots of creativity. a whiskey sauce.
Like a New Orleans whiskey sauce, like
well,
on bread
call
pudding.
Fish River John. He knows all about whiskey sauces and injections, right?
Now, Cookie, I got a quick question since we got you on the line.
Uh-oh.
Were you listening a couple of weeks ago when we had Garrick Ogburn, the chef at Nourish Cafe and the YMCA, on here talking about his vegan and vegetarian menu?
No, that's probably the one show that I missed.
We'll just have to have Garrick back on then. How about that?
Or she can go to our Facebook page.
Yeah, you could go look through. We actually have a folder on our Facebook page of the lives that we've done. And just go to the videos and you'll see Facebook Lives. Click on it and you'll see the summary. And when you see Garrick, you can just watch the whole show again.
Or go to
okay, Garrick is who I look for, right?
Yeah, Garrick Ogburn. And you'll see Nourish Cafe in mentioned in there as well.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much.
Charlie said
you
can just go to the Y.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Garrick had to close this week. He got the flu. So you can't really prepare raw foods when you've had the flu. So he just had to close this week. But he'll be back Monday. I saw where he and Allison were in Montgomery. So he's feeling better.
Awesome.
But, the doctor says, you can't work when he's a one-man show. So
yeah, that's true. Don't want to get all your customers sick.
Yeah, I think I think I might talk to him about getting trained in it and in his stuff, so that if he can't make it, if I'm not working, I can come in and help out, because he's an old friend of ours. He's a great guy, and
known him a long time.
Yeah, Patty, he has what he calls a hippie ranch that's got no dairy in it and actually tastes good.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I turn off all those vegan cooking shows on TV.
Yeah. I'm turned off by all those vegan cooking shows.
But I tell you what's not vegan. It's food at the Warehouse Bakery.
Well, except for their vegan stuff.
I actually have a couple gluten-free vegan cookies.
Mm-hmm.
My chocolate decadence is gluten-free flourless tort. And then
is there any cauliflower in that stuff?
No.
I am hearing that these cauliflower pizza crusts are fantastic.
I am, too.
I need to try them. There's a place out in West Mobile called Pie Five, and they offer it.
Maybe we should
and
just
Sim's House
try
of Pizza
it
also offers it, too. Because we ate there last night. We got a pizza from Sim's House of Pizza.
All right.
So that's the update.
Well, we're going on break. Tony, if you Tony's holding. If you'll hold on, Tony, through the break, we'll get right to you. And we'll be back here talking to Patty some more. And
he's going to try and talk you into stopping by on the way back
to
Fairhope for breakfast.
Tony wants to talk about Bob's Downtown Diner.
Never been there.
Oh, you'd love it.
You probably need to go today.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Hi, I'm Simon Majumdar, and I'm telling you to listen to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu. It's the best food show on the radio.
And apparently that is true, since we're nominated as a finalist in the Taste Awards in Beverly Hills, California, March 18th. So we're sitting here trying some of these long stem berries.
Strawberries.
But in the meantime, let's bring Tony up.
Yeah, because he's the only one without food in their mouth.
Hey, good morning, y'all.
Hey, Tony. What's up, buddy?
Oh, man, just hanging in there. Hey, congratulations on the nominee.
Thank you.
I don't know how. I don't know if Beverly Hillbillies song is y'all's cup of tea, but I think it fits y'all just very well.
We're the Beverly Mobillies.
There you go. Hey, I haven't been listening to the show this morning. Same old me. I've got a birthday party I'm cooking at today, so I've been busy with that. But I just want to say congratulations to you guys. I think y'all are very deserving of it.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you. And you really should be here with us right now, man, because Patty has brought in a bunch of her long-stem strawberries dipped in chocolate. One of them's got gold on it, buddy.
Gold flakes.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Coconut. And, coconut. Got one with coconut.
But she says she's never been to your place, so we're trying to get her to go down there to your place for breakfast this morning after the show.
Go ahead. Charlie came in last week, I think, and I think he enjoyed it. He and I, his voice is definitely, I reflected his voice to his face. I could see, very, very nice man. I loved having him there. We had some
Tony, tell the truth. You were wondering how this old man managed to walk into the restaurant.
Well, I mean, I kind of saw that, you left the wheelchair outside and kind of hobbled in, but it's okay.
That's all right. I left three crossing guards in my path.
That's all that matters. 10 points apiece, right?
Hey, look, I got to tell you, Marguerite and I both enjoyed the lunch. The food was fantastic. And what I loved about it is that everything was seasoned well. No salt, no nothing on it. It was good.
Well, you got to, your flavors, that's why salt and pepper's on the table, and that's why you have hot sauce on tables. If you want to add a little bit of this or a little bit of that, well, it's right there to add it to it,
Yep.
Typically just go with the chef's flavor, and the chef's flavors are usually pretty right on, but, everybody has different
tastes.
That's
right.
Well, I tell you what, I hope a lot of people will go by and try your Sunday morning brunch, and that I dare not ask about it because Mike will be leaving before the show's out, but about the bottomless mimosas from 10 to 2.
Yeah. 10 to 2 on Saturday.
Patty's checking.
Yeah, that's
can
today,
Mickey drive
Saturday and Sunday. I'm going to give the mic back to Mike.
Mike's mic is back to Mike. What you got, Tony?
I put on that. Mike walked in the door yesterday, and I had some leftover ribeyes, but I've been thinking about putting a steak and eggs on the menu.
You should.
So I made
today?
Him eat it. I didn't offer it to him. I made him eat it, y'all.
It was hearty.
When he was all said and done, about 5 minutes after I set the plate down, all the food was gone. I said, well, how was it? And he just looked at me and said, uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I had to eat it. He made me eat it. I had to eat it one arm tied behind my back. He was twisting my arm. Twisting my arm to make me eat it. So I was forced to eat it. But, it was delicious. Well, I think with the crab cake, the shrimp on it, yes, sir.
That was spot on then, huh?
What was that?
All right, well, I think it's past the taste test, so it'll go on the menu.
All right.
Right next to the pork belly, Gouda grits, egg.
Somewhere in between there. Yeah, we'll name it Bailey's Breakfast.
Mike can be your two food testers.
Hey, I wear it with pride. It's a title I wear with pride. So.
That's right. So hey, look, I want to help you guys get to Beverly Hills, California. So I would like to donate $100 to your fund of getting out there.
Oh man, that's awesome. You are
Tony.
Awesome, Tony.
You are fantastic.
So I'm challenging all your listeners to start to try and help get you guys out there, because I think
David
in the bottom
Rasp.
Of my heart and top of my heart and all around it and in my belly that you guys might just win this thing.
Well, you know, it would be great because we're just one little hour radio station on Sunday mornings.
Sandy Stimson.
In our little part of the world. And we're going up against huge names, big names in the industry. So we're like the, how would you compare us?
We're the country cousins.
We're
Mr. Smith goes to Washington.
There you go. We're the underdogs for sure. But, hey.
I hear you.
But we're invited. We're nominated. We're a finalist.
I guess
finalist.
You'll need to get that GoFundMe page going today, won't you?
Yeah, you better sign up.
Well, Tony, man, you're a great guy, and you got a great product there, and a great restaurant, and a great bunch of employees there.
Well, thank you.
And then there is Jeremy.
I hear you. Yeah, right?
He's a good guy. I like Jeremy a lot. He takes care of me. But, man, we appreciate that, Tony. We certainly do.
Yeah. Well, I'll be down there for more than one day.
Yeah, I know you will. It's okay. Look, man, there's 24 hours in a day, you know, so you don't. I'm going to leave it at that. And I love you guys, and I wish you the best of luck. And I'll continue to support you guys. Whatever I can do, I'll help you out.
We certainly thank you, Tony.
To your GoFundMe page.
All righty, man. Thank you, Tony. All righty.
All right. Y'all have a blessed day, guys. Thank you.
Have a good day.
Not only, you know, there's a lot of GoFundMes going on right now, so I don't think GoFundMe is going to be the way for us to go because they're still trying to raise money for the fallen officer, and then there's a couple really, really sick children in our area.
And we understand taking care of these people is more important than Mike and I going to California and bumping elbows with
celebrities.
Yeah.
Celebrity chefs.
Again.
But we are going to make an effort to try to go, and we would like
to represent Alabama.
Mobile Alabama.
Team Alabama.
Gulf Coast. Yeah. Yes. So anyone who wants to make a donation to our cause, we would certainly appreciate it. Just go to our Facebook page and tell us.
Doesn't the governor have a jet?
Which governor? Yeah, maybe.
All right, we've got a minute left. Let's give it to Patty. Once again, where can they go for king cakes and these strawberries and everything that y'all do at Warehouse Bakery and Donuts?
Come right to us.
Well, okay, where is
759 Nichols Avenue in Fairhope.
All right. And the phone number again?
251-928-7223.
And y'all are all over Facebook, so
social media.
Yeah.
Give us a call, come in. Yeah. We do catering, wedding cakes, you name it. We have two venues for parties.
Got it all.
See us.
And maybe Mike's sweet potato king cake.
I want a cut. I want a slice and I want a cut
samples.
Of the province.
Toasted marshmallows and candied pecans with it.
Yes.
Yeah, like a sweet potato pie.
Yes.
And see, chipotle chili powder.
See, when you get brains together and me.
Did I tell you
any
I
reason
made
to
apple
use my
butter?
Torch?
I made apple butter over the holidays, and I pureed peppers, chilies into it.
Time to go, guys. Thank you for coming, Patty. Thank you, Tony, for calling in. Thank you for all your support, Tony. Thank you, everybody, for listening to us. Support local, be local, buy local.
And
tip your servers.
Tip them and earn them.
Earn your tips.
Yeah, they were earning them Mardi Gras season.
And Patty, what do we do?
Cakes and provolone.
Patty cakes and provolone.
Yes, we go. All righty, y'all.